Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Oh, you're back, are you? You decided to come back? Yeah, had a weekend on it. Well, I'm glad you had fun. Well, I did, actually. Anyway, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. You can check me out on Drive all week from 4 p.m. every week, all week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh, yes. Now, we begin the podcast, the show, call it what you will, with England reaching, of course, the final of the Women's Euros after beating Sweden at Bramall Lane. And here's the fallout on TalkSport.
England's fearless lionesses are going to Wembley to contest the European Championship final after thrashing Sweden, the number two ranked nation in the world, by 4-0.
Stunning goals, breathtaking saves. These lionesses are reminding us just how much joy we can all get from football. And you can go through the whole team and there's heroes everywhere, across the park, all the positions. That semi-final hoodoo has now been broken. Serena Wiegmann's done that with these players. And they didn't just beat Sweden, they absolutely wiped the floor with them. Second best team in the world, a team England always struggle against, and they only went and won 4-0.
Serena, congratulations, big smile on your face, and we can finally talk about the final. Yeah. You've not wanted to up until now.
No,
how does that
not
feel?
Yeah, it's very nice, very nice. We go to the final, it's just unbelievable. Such a great accomplishment of the team, I'm so proud of them. And 4-0, that's such a clear result.
Here come England again. Kirby trying to chip the goalkeeper. Lindahl pats it. He's going to go beyond her. He's going to go in.
Fran Kirby scores England's fourth goal in the semi-final.
4-0 in a semi-final against a team ranked second in the world is pretty incredible. They made it look easy as well. Did that even surpass your expectations?
Well, the first half we didn't have an easy job. I think the first half, especially in the beginning of the first half, we had a hard time. They got two big chances, one a ball on the crossbar in the first minute. And then we came better in the game. And from the moment we scored, we got more control. I think the second half we took over and we totally controlled the game. We started playing a little better. We were tighter on the ball. We made better choices. So, yeah, and then we scored another three goals. Really, really incredible.
Time now to hear from former Lioness, Leanne Sanderson.
How confident are you that whether it's Germany or France, this England team under Serena Wiegmann can actually lift that trophy at Wembley on Sunday live on TalkSport?
It's a feeling. It's a feeling that I have, and I think it's something, it feels different this tournament. I think they've overcome the semi-final curse in the way that they have tonight. Everybody was talking about, you know, three losses in four, but I have a feeling that it's now. I do, and I haven't really I have believed it during this tournament. I believe Spain were going to be the winners of this tournament. That's what I said beforehand. But these girls have played their way into being the favourites, and they've overcome every single hurdle. So for me, I think it will take a really, really good team to beat this England team, because I can't quite see how anybody's going to score on them. But Germany or France, not to bring a downer on it, are top, top teams. And if I had a choice of playing one of them, I'd rather play France, because I saw Germany the other day against Austria. They weren't even at their best, and they were like machines. So it's going to be a difficult game. And I think psychologically, the players would probably rather play France. But this England team can beat anybody, genuinely. I think they can.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
And here's Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy on the Sports Bar, taking your calls.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic, can you hear me, Zlatan? Can you hear me? Your girls took one hell of a beating. Anders Silas, Eric Burris, pickled herring, fermented herring, the Royal Swedish Opera House. Can you hear me? The Royal Swedish Opera House. Your girls took one hell of a beating.
Oh, wow. Matt, I'm going to have to hold you there. We're going to head back to Faye Carruthers. She's with England forward Alessia Russo.
Alessia, instinctive, innovative, audacious, cheeky.
Backhand! Oh, what on earth has just happened? A back heel from Russo. Instinctive, innovative, wonderful. Deadly.
All of the adjectives for that goal, how do you describe it?
Lauren played a great ball in and I missed the first chance, so I thought I have to try and do something about this, and yeah, that was the quickest route to goal and I just went for it, and fortunately enough it went in.
The quickest route to goal? You were running away from goal, you had your back to goal.
Yeah, but it was the quickest route for the ball to get into the back of the net.
Did you have any idea? Was it just a kind of hit and hope, or were you like, do you know what, I've got this? That's the confidence you've got at the minute.
I'm feeling confident. I love playing in this team. I love playing with this group of girls. But yeah, I think it was more just instinctively, and luckily it hit the back of the net.
This is exciting, brilliant, elite football at this level that's captured the imagination. Us at TalkSport right now, we've never done this before. We're doing a phone-in on women's football, right? At this level, this is a chance for these women to be history makers. Mm. I can only imagine what their families are feeling right now, how proud they must be. They're going to be household names, these girls.
And I'm sorry that I was so disrespectful to anyone that I've spoke to outside of TalkSport about women's football, because I've said that to people. Don't you think they're going on about it too much? Like Sam Matterface and Adrian Durham. Now I get the passion.
Brought down by Sager into Blackstenius. Loops it over the goalkeeper. What a save by Mary Ertz. Flicks the left hand out. Fingers the ball over the crossbar. Falling backwards and almost dropping into the net herself. She saved England from conceding with a terrific save. A wonder save.
What a save from Mary Earps that is. I mean, Blackstenius hits it on her thigh. It looked like it was going over, and Mary Earps has been brilliant. She's been called upon in this game early on in the game after 30 seconds, and that is an absolutely sensational save. It really is.
Mary, queen of stops. That's twice she saved England at pivotal moments.
I don't really remember it like play by play, to be honest. I just remember the ball, yeah, sort of spending a lot of time in our final third for maybe a good 5-10 minutes. Feel like they were having wave after attack kind of thing. And then it was sort of in bodies and sort of felt like it was deflected and then looped in the air and then it was headed, and I was just like trying to get a good like eye on the ball and yeah, try and do my job. So I was happy with that.
Here we go. You're right about not being able to sleep. I'm on breakfast at 7 a.m. in the morning. I doubt between now and then with the drive home and everything, I'm going to get any sleep. I know when I get home, I'll want to watch this again because these are magical moments. The fans have got to soak it. They may well be new to the women's game, but it doesn't really matter. They're understanding just how much joy. And I said this at the start of the tournament, it's England. So if you're proud to be English and you're a football fan, what's not to love about this right now?
Absolutely. And those people come Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, all those people that are saying they're not watching, you'll be left behind because everybody else is going to be watching.
Now, as you heard in the last episode of the podcast, Cristiano Ronaldo has returned to Manchester for Showdown Talks with the new gaffer, Erik ten Hag. We'll hear from former West Ham centre-forward Tony Cotter, who thinks that they can only let Ronny leave if they get someone to replace his goals. But first, here's the Sun's Jordan Davis, who says a loan move isn't off the table.
The other option, which United have been discussing with him, is the option for him to be loaned out for a season so that he can play in the Champions League. And then he has the option of signing another year with United. And United hope that, by then, by next summer, they will be back in the top four and United will get his swan song year at United, Old Trafford, playing in the Champions League. But as it stands, Ronaldo, for the first time in his career, might be feeling a bit nervy because he doesn't really know what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks and where he's going to be playing.
Where does he go? I see him saying he don't want to play Europa League. Never played Europa League, but it's not easy. I know, listen, he's been a wonderful player, but a lot of clubs are going to look at him. What is he, 37? You know, can he still do it? The argument probably is that he can because he done it at Man United last year. And it's all right getting rid of him. It's the same old thing. Oh, yeah, get rid of him. He don't want to be there, etc. You've got to replace him. You know, who's going to step up to the plate? Is it going to be Martial, Rashford? You know, they need to replace his goals if you let him go.
On now to Chelsea. And here's their former defender, Mario Melchior, criticising manager Thomas Tuchel for saying he needs new players at the bridge.
In the negotiation rights, if a coach comes out like that, it's not going to be an advantage to him. Because if you want to negotiate about for a player and your coach is already coming out and sounding very desperate, I don't think that is business-wise is going to be a big advantage for him. And knowing that the prices are going like now, you understand, you're talking Premier League. And if you're going outside the Premier League and try to bring in a player, the value that people are asking for is going to be high. And I think for Chelsea, or even the new owners, they're finding it really interesting to see how the battle is going because they are also building up their experience. Because their experience, I'm in America myself, and their background is, you understand, on baseball and the other leagues that they part owners of, it's a different ballgame than when you come into the Premier League. And I think that sometimes has nothing to do that he doesn't understand business, because clearly he understands business. That's why he bought the club. But sometimes you need a little bit of history. And that's why, for me, if you ask me, when they brought in Tom Glick, it makes also sense because you want someone that knows the background of football. Because if you don't have that, guys, it can be really tricky, and we all know that.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's check in with Darren Bent, back in Liverpool's Alexander Armstrong, to be a future club captain.
Oh, it's low. Wow, look at that.
Ain't that the bloke from Pointless? Oh, yeah, my mistake. I meant Trent Alexander-Arnold.
For Liverpool, you have to say there's no reason why not. I mean,
he's so young as well. He's won the absolute lot. He's played an awful lot of games for how old he is. Mm. And he looks like, to me, Trent, he's a one club man. Like, I can't see him leaving Liverpool.
When he gets older and he gets slower, because it happens to the best of us, where can he play that team? Is there another role we can play?
I still think he can play right back. I know people say he can play centre midfield, but because Trent's not somebody who's been blessed with blistering speed, has he? So like Kyle Walker's got that absolute, which gets him out of trouble, doesn't he? Yeah, and gets out the back four out of trouble. Because Trent's never had to rely on it, I don't think he will struggle as much as he gets older and older and his pace maybe slows down. And plus with the athletes and the modern day technology, I'm sure he'll be able to keep his pace to a relative level anyway. So I don't think he'll rely on that, but no, he'll start right back.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today at 4 p.m. alongside DB sneaker freak Darren Bent. Straight after that show today from 7, it's the Women's Euros 2022 semi-final. The other one, Germany take on France. It's live on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get them. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.